Welcome to FM Yerushalmi, Shira sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages in the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Erevin Daf Chofei in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Hei in the bottom of Chodal Amun Beis. Sog the Mishto, Matne Odom al Eruvo V'Oimir, in Bo Goyim in Amizrach Eruvi L'Mairov. So a person can put an Eruv, and he'll put the Eruv towards the west of the city. Says that if Goyim are going to come from the east, so then this Eruv will work, and I will be able to walk until the Eruv, and from there on another 2,000 Amo, so I can get away, further away from the city, where the Goyim are coming and conquering. Tafchofei Amudav on top, Vimbo min Amayruv, and then he's going to do another Eruv, this Eruv will put in the east side of the city, and he will say a condition, if the Goyim come from the west, Eruv in the Mizrach. So then my Eruv will be to the east. So his condition, is my Eruv to the west work or the my Eruv to the east work? Depends what will happen, where the Goyim will come. Imbo mikan umikan, lemoko sheher tzeilech. And if they come to both ends, so I will make a decision where exactly I'm going to. Loibo loy mikan v'loy mikan, they didn't come at all. Hareni kiven Eruv, then I want to stay in the city, I don't want any one of the Eruvs to work. As Uchaim points out, the Gemara in the Bavli learns, says this Mishnah is going according to Mandoma Yesh Breiro, meaning you could come and figure out later what you meant when you put the Eruv. Says the Gemara, Mandna Odom al Eruvoi, Kine Masniso al Eruvov. Meaning, the Gemara is explaining the condition is not on one Eruv, it's on both Eruvs. He does a condition on the Eruv in the east and a condition on the Eruv in the west. So on both Eruvs, he's doing a condition. Says the Gemara, Omer Blozo, Mantano im bo im loy bo, Rabbi Meir. Who's the man Omer that says you have to say both conditions? If they will come, so it will be an Eruv. And if they won't come, won't be an Eruv. And I don't say it's implied. The fact that I said if they're going to come, will be an Eruv, so implied that if they don't come, won't be an Eruv. You have to actually verbalize it. So he says that's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Something more, Haidon Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir is it? Chavirayo, the friends, the Chavirim and Yeshivo, Amrin, Rabbi Meir the Kedushin. That's Rabbi Meir in Maseches Kedushin. Tatani Omer Leish Aren Mekudesh Asli Al Menat Shehirduk Shamim. Someone says a condition. He's Mekadesh Heish and says, you are Mekudeshes if it will rain. Yorduk Shom Mekudeshes, Vim Lavein Mekudeshes. If it rains, she's Mekudeshes. If not, she's not. Rabbi Omer Ben Yordu Ben Lo Yordu Mekudeshes At Sheyach Bil Tnoi. He says she will be Mekudeshes, Mimon of Shach, even if it does not rain, she's still Mekudeshes, unless he doubles the Tnai. That's a Tnai Kafel. He has to say, if it will rain, you'll be Mekudeshes, and if it will not rain, you'll not be Mekudeshes. And the Pshat and Kedushin is that there's a Din Tnai Kafel that we learn from Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, that the way you do a Tnai, the way you do a condition, is you have to double it. You have to say the yes, and you have to say the no. And that Pshat over here as well, you have to do condition to both sides. Says the Gemara, Kol Moedim, Shem Amar Li, Sharei Mekudesh Li, Le'achar Sheyorduk Shamim. If he didn't say, you're Mekudeshes, in the condition, the rain will come. But he says, your Kedushin will chal, once rain comes, Yorduk Shom Mekudeshes, Vim Lav Einu Mekudeshes. Meaning the Gemara over here understands that the whole discussion, according to our mayor, is if I want the Chalois to happen immediately. Ish comes to Isha, it says, Sharei Mekudeshes Li, here's the Kedushin. But there is a site condition. If it will rain later, the Kedushin are chal now. If it doesn't rain later, the Kedushin will not chal now. But the Kedushin don't rain now. But if the Kedushin are not happening now anyway, he says this Kedushin will happen once rain comes, he doesn't have to double the Tanai. Because the doubling of Tanai is only to create this double way in right now. But if it's not happening now, it's happening only later. It's something that's going to happen only once rain will come. You don't have to double it. Before rain comes, there's no Kedusha to begin with. So there, even Rameir agrees, you don't have to double your Tanai. According to Rab Chaim, we take away the next sentence of the Gemara, and we go on to the sentence after that. Rabbi Yisio Imer, Rameir de Eruvin. He says, the Pshat Rameir over here is not because of Tanai Kofel. It's as we saw earlier regarding Eruvin. The Tanin, what do we saw? Im Sofik, when a person is not sure if the Eruv got burned before Shabbos or not, would say he's a suffix. We don't know if the Eruv happened or not. He's like someone who has a donkey and he has a camel pulling into each one for a different direction. So here we're not sure if the Eruv happened or did not happen. We saw that here the Rabbi Yisrael Shimon argued, say if it's a suffix, it's kosher. And the Gemara continues to explain. Oma Abiyasi, Lo yomer ameir elul churim. So Reb Chaim explains this refers to what the Gemara said before, what we saw in the previous daf. What about the 2,000 alma between the Eruv and the city? Ramea goes l'chumra and gives him nothing. He has no way to walk. And the Gemara explains why not. Omar amano b'yois, that's right. Why? We're using here the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Be'eruvo yeiner koine sheloi zochaloi. His Eruv he doesn't have because we're not sure it worked. And kivnei yirei nami loyovo, he's not also part of the city. Shukar noson daitoi la kor raglo b'mnei yirei. Because he had in mind to leave the city. So once he says, I'm putting an Eruv. So he's basically saying, I'm leaving the city. Now the Eruv, I'm not sure if it works. So Bimele, I'm not sure if he has the Eruv or not. So he has nothing. He doesn't have the city because he left. And the Eruv, we don't know if it happened. So he's not allowed to move from his place at all. So Bimele, that's the Pshat in our Mishnah too. In our Mishnah, he says, I'm putting an Eruv if the Goyim are coming. So he left the city. If you still want to be in the city, he has to say the other side. And if the Goyim don't come, I stay in the city. If he doesn't clarify that if the Goyim don't come, he still remains with the city, so then he left the city completely similar to the previous Mishnah. Says the Gemara, that's not only by Eruvin, also by Kiddushin, you could say the same explanation. V'hachot, meaning here in Kiddushin. The first one we gave a Kiddushin, he says, so he did a Kiddushin, the Kiddushin will happen only if the rain comes, the rain didn't come. So she's not Mekudeshes. If somebody comes and gives a kiddushin after that first one and rain didn't come, there wasn't a double tonight. So maybe what he meant to say is the rishon, if the rain will come, this will be kiddushin, and if the rain won't come, will also be kiddushin. Meaning we're not sure what the first one meant. Did he mean this will be kiddushin only if there's rain, or he meant to say it's probably going to rain, so once the rain comes, there'll be kiddushin. But even if there's no rain, kiddushin will happen. So what the Gemara is saying at this stage is, Ramea, could it be that he holds you don't need Tanai Kofel? Never. You don't have to have Tanai Kofel. When do you have to double the Tanai when I'm not sure what he meant? Like by us, if he's going to say that the Eruv is in the west when the Goyim come, maybe he means the Eruv should be there anyway. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he left the city or not. If he gives Kiddush Almanat that there will be rain, I'm not sure what happens if there's no rain. So he has to explain what happens if this doesn't happen. But if you don't understand what he means, then you don't need to have Tanai Kofel. So the word brought two explanations in Rameir. Either because you need Tanai Kofel, or Rameir says you need to say both sides of the Tanai only in cases when you're not so clear what you mean. Now the word goes back to what we said before, that according to Rameir, you have to have Tanai Kofel. But the Gemara said the only time you have to have Tanai Kofel if you want it to happen right now. But if he's saying it's going to happen only after this event occurs, you don't have to do Tanai Kofel. If he says this condition will happen only when rain happens, so you don't have to do Tanai Kofel. So as the Gemara of Chagaboy, come here, you see. Hein imloi kelacharu. Referring to the psuki, where do we learn Tanoim? For Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. But isn't that happening after an occurrence? He says, Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, if you go to war, then you will get the land. So he's saying only later. So why do you need to have Tanai Kofel in that case? Here the land was already in their hands. Which land? Every Yadin was already in their hands. So he's saying, if you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, so then you will keep the land you have. And if not, I'll take it away from you. So we're not saying something will happen in the future. We're talking about something that's happening right now. If it's happening right now, you do need that kofel, according to our mayor. Says Reb Chaim, also in our Mishnah, when we said that kofel, because right now he's doing the Eruv immediately. The Eruv happens right now on Shabbos, and he wants to figure out what's going to happen later when the Goyim come. So that's why you need that kofel. Now the Gemara brings an opposite shita. We just explained that Tanai Kofel is needed for something's happening right now, and there's a condition that may change it. You need to have double. But if it's happening only in the future, you don't need Tanai Kofel. Says the Gemara now an opposite shita. That what's happening in the future, you need Tanai Kofel, because right now nothing's happening. So I need to explain myself very clearly. I have to do Tanai Kofel. But if it's happening right now, I don't need Tanai Kofel. So the Gemara brings, if you'd have been Shalom, if you'd have been Pazim, Shabirchanon, Yordu Lesimfoim, Bishidas Ramir de Kedushin. The Lashon of the Shtar Erusin, that's what we call Simfoin, is a Shtar Erusin, we're using the Sheet of Rameir. Says the Gemara of Yirmiyo, Rav Chanino, Chavron, the Rabbanon, Boyi, Filanak Rameir, Filuk Rabbanon, even according to Rabbanon, this Tanai Kofel will work. Why? Leiskram Ravo, Bishar Abirchanon, Sedin Sifur Kacho. This is the Lashon of the Shtar. On a Ploini Bar Ploini, me, the son of this person, Mekadesh Oysoch, as Ploinis Bas Ploini, this woman, the daughter of this person, al minat meitaloch mikamas ploini, ומכנסיך ביום פלוני. I'm going to give you this, these items, this moment, and I'm going to marry you in this day. In also yom pluni v'lo yikanestich, lo yuli alayich klum. If this day comes, I don't marry you, so there's no kiddushin at all. Ask the Gemara v'yeimer al menas, shelo yachbil t'rayov. Why you have to do t'nai kofel? I mean, again, this one dharma holds that anything that happens immediately right now, like kiddushin, doesn't need t'nai kofel. So why need t'nai kofel at all? According to Rabbi, t'nai kofel is only for something that will happen in the future. Says the Gemara, lo kofel t'rayov mi'akar kiddushov. Meaning, I need him to explain his words. If he says that if I'm gonna give you the money and marry you on this day, so then there'll be a kiddushin. And if not, so whenever I give you the money, you'll be married to me. None of there'll be no kiddushin at all. So I need him to explain. Someone told me, said in Mudalef, you need to explain, to be clear with your words. If this happens, you're married. And if not, you're not married at all. To explain clearly what he means. So it's nothing to do with t'nai kofel. It just has to do with the explanation of his words. So if so, that's what the Gemara said before. This is not only a Kurtar Rabbanan, it's a Kurtar Rabbanan as well. So meaning the Mahalach of the Gemara was, L'chura, the fact that by Shtar Yehusir, was saying double Lashon, and that's Rameir, not Rabbanan. So you won't know, that goes to the Kurtar Rabbanan. Because even a Kurtar Rameir, in this case, I don't have to double my Lashon. The fact that I'm doubling it is because I need to explain myself. That works, even a Kurtar Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Omar, V'yisib HaBoyin, B'chol Asa Yisli, L'Rameir, Mimash Malam, V'atshumayin. So usually in Shas, Rameir holds the Michlal of the Shemayin represents something I understand, I can imply from his words what he means in the opposite. And here you don't say that way. Reb Chaim brings here the example of Maseches Shvuos, someone who's Mashbiat Eidim and says that Hashem will bless you if you testify. So Rameir says you don't have to say the opposite. I mean, mainly if you don't testify, you'll be cursed. And here in our sugya, he needs a t'nai kofel to explain himself. So why Rameir here suddenly is different than the whole shas? So we talk about kiddushin. You have to explain yourself clearly according to Rameir because it's a chumra in arayas. As Reb Chaim, but t'nai gad ibn Reuven was not referring to arayas. Says Reb Chaim, yes, Rameir holds the gabi yisurim. So when you say yes, I understand the no. Except by arayas, that machmir. But by mominus, like t'nai gad ibn Reuven, then you don't say that. There you have to say the double lashon. So the Gemara learned over here a discussion by Rameir, does he need a t'nai kofel, or does he need to clarify his words? And another discussion we had, if you do need a t'nai kofel, do you need a t'nai kofel for what happens right now, or for what you need a t'nai kofel for what's going to happen in the future? Continues the Gemara and says, Lo yitno. A person put a eruv to the east and to the west, but he didn't do any t'nai. Nishvenim yadol, we'll learn from the following. Hareishir ben shtei t'chumim. Some put a eruv between two t'chumim, which means he put a eruv to two directions. Ma'alech b'dorim k'eruv b'tzofon k'eruv b'dorim. Wherever you put an eruv, you have 2,000 amot every direction. So the Gemara brings the first case. He put an eruv to the east of his house, 1,000 amot away. Put another eruv to the west of his house, 1,000 amot away. So the eastern eruv does not allow him to walk to the west of his house, more than 1,000 amot. Because he can do 1,000 amot from the eruv to the house. From the house, 1,000 amot away. He can walk another step to the west. And the same thing to the other direction. The western eruv does not allow him to walk to the east more than 1,000 amot. So he's allowed to walk only 1,000 amot to each direction. Both eruvim give him a limitation. You take both eruvim l'chumra. Mitzeh esatchum. If he put the eruv 2,000 amot to the east of his house, another eruv 2,000 amot to the west of his house. So if you follow the eastern eruv, he's not allowed to walk to the west at all. If you follow the western eruv, he's not allowed to walk to the east at all. So you may allow Yosef Bim Kramer, he should stay in his place and not move. So similar in our Mishnah, he didn't make a t'nai, he put a eruv to each side, so he needs to go to Churma in both sides. You have an animal that belongs to two partners. The animal always goes based on the owner. Where their owner can walk, that's where the animal can walk. One partner made eruv to the north, and the other partner made eruv to the south. So the animal could go in the north, not more than where the south in eruv is. And the animal could go in the south, not more than where the north in eruv is. Meaning not more than 2,000 amma away from that other eruv. Mitzas esatchum, if the eruvin are 2,000 amma away from the place where she is, so the northern one does not allow to make one step down to the south, and the southern eruv does not allow to make one step up to the north. Al tosos bim koimosh, it cannot move from its place. Shechatuo, if they shechted the animal, and now the shaila is, Can you use the limbs of the both partners? Each partner has his own limbs. Can he take it to his own direction? Says the Gemara, even if you hold Brero, Rav Omai, Yevorim, Yoinkim, Zemizeh, the limbs are living from each other. So every limb has a little bit of the other limb. So because it has a little bit of a taste of the limb that cannot go to the south, so this limb cannot go to the south either. And the limb of the friend nurtured from the limb that cannot go to the north, so that can't go to the north either. You don't say the limbs nurture from each other. But Rabbi agrees regarding a barrel. If you have a barrel that belongs to two partners, one partner did Erev to the north, another partner did Erev to the south, when they split it, you say Brayer, you say whatever the northern partner got, he could take it to the north. Whatever the southern partner got, he could take it to the south, because we say Brayer, and they can, whatever they divided, that belongs to them. That's different than the limbs that nurture from each other. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah that says, "Imbo mikanu mikan, imloibo." What is it referring to? So it explains the Gemara. Kini mastise bo goyim mikanu mikan, loibo goyim lo mikan lo mikan. Refers to the goyim. Did the goyim come or did not come? So even though it's clearly for the Mishnah, the Gemara explains it exactly what the Mishnah means. Continues the Gemara. The Chovav Amud Aleph bo goyim in a mizach eruvi lemayrov. So meaning the goyim covered the east. He's trying to go to the west to get away from the goyim. So when he's tani b'mizrach, there's a price that says that if the goyim come from the east, he wants to have the Erev to the east towards the goyim. How do you understand the difference between these two kirsores? Man dema b'mizrach be'elin taskivuti. You're talking about some kind of a government official that you need. He needs to go and speak to them. Man dema b'mayro be'elin rumoi. The Romans are coming to conquer the city. Meaning, sometimes when the goyim come, he needs to get closer to the goyim because he needs to deal with them. Sometimes when the goyim come, he needs to get away from them. So that depends on his two kisoyes. If it's goyim, he wants to get close to, he wants the Erev to be closer to the goyim. If it's goyim he's trying to run away from, he wants the Erev to be further away from the goyim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Chofei.